AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. U.S. stocks are falling as Wall Street responds to word by the Fed that interest rate reduction after its inflation-fighting hikes likely won't be until May. Here's our Damian Troisi.
The sharpest action was in the bond market, where yields climbed after the chair of the Federal Reserve said again that cuts to interest rates are unlikely to begin in March. Some traders pushed out their forecasts for the first rate cut beyond May to June.
The Dow is down nearly 400 points, the Nasdaq lower by more than 100. A state of emergency declared in 8 California counties, with a second atmospheric river to strike in less than a week.
A slow-moving storm dubbed a Pineapple Express brought winds gusting over 80 miles per hour and up to 9 inches of rain in some areas, with more rain in Southern California today. Forecasters with the National Weather Service say the low-pressure system is moving slowly, which is why the rainfall totals are so high. Meteorologist Mike Wofford.
The combination with the strong winds and the low pressure all kind of combining to really create a very dangerous storm across the area.
The system flooded streets and knocked down trees and power lines in the San Francisco Bay Area. In San Jose, police pulled stranded motorists from flooded vehicles. I'm Jennifer King.
There's a buzz on Capitol Hill as lawmakers review a compromise package aimed at tightening security at the U.S. border and providing the funds President Biden sought for Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Saudi Arabia for talks on a potential ceasefire deal for Gaza. He's expected to meet with the Crown Prince. There were no U.S. casualties, but Iranian-linked militants are blamed for a bombing at a U.S. base in Syria that killed 6 allied forces. A rapper arrested last night at the Grammys, Killer Mike, was accused of getting into a fight at the arena. This is AP News. American spending's been strong, but it turns out many consumers are relying on plastic to get by.
Americans held more than $1 trillion on their credit cards in the third quarter of 2023. That is a record, and that number is expected to get even bigger when the data for the final few months of the year is released next month. Some people have spent their savings and run up their credit card balances after battling inflation for more than 2 years. These are mostly lower and middle income consumers. Experts worry that they're falling behind on their debts and that things could get worse for them in the year ahead. On one side are the roughly 2/3 of Americans who own their own homes and those who've invested in the stock market and done pretty well. But for the rest of America, things are looking rough, say the analysts, pointing to those who've been hit hard by inflation. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.